Howdy, and welcome to episode 5 of Hello Fairview, your local podcast made right here in Fairview for people in Fairview and the surrounding areas. This is a weekly show released every Wednesday, featuring stories that aim to inform and inspire. Local radio stations don't exist in small towns like ours, so we'll use Hello Fairview to kind of fill that void of news-related items to people for Fairview. This is a value-for-value podcast, which means you contribute what you can based on the value you receive. This concept was founded by the Podfather himself, Adam Curry, and his co-host, John C. Dvorak, of the No Agenda Show almost 18 years ago. Currently, this is still just a one-man operation, so you have any ideas, events, business opportunities, job openings, please don't hesitate to let me know. You are a producer of this show. You are not the product because your time and attention are not being sold to advertisers for value like many others. Some shows will be longer, some shows will be shorter, but I'll do my best to always keep things relevant to what's going on. Traffic time. Cumberland and 100 are a little bit better than they were last week. They got everything done in time for school, so we'll see how it goes, and everything looks like it's okay so far this week. They were able to grade and pave that new ramp down to 100 to help with visibility on the Cumberland side. And one thing that stands out that should be, there should have probably been a right-hand turn lane from Cumberland going into 100. That would have definitely helped a lot of traffic because more people are going into town instead of out of town from there. A turn lane both directions. So I think another 16 to 20 feet would have been made everyone's life easier because even with the red light, the morning and afternoon rush will continue to back up all the way to the middle school and beyond. We know there's going to be continue to be more closures at this intersection as things are widened and drainage and everything else going on between there. And they're only telling us about a week in advance, so we're going to keep our eyes on that. It looks like there's going to be more grading and drainage work done on the way to Cumberland and 100. So we're going to see how that goes as they close that. So red light updates. We currently have 3 at Old Cox, Publix, and Walmart. Still, there's the one done at City Center. The poles replaced about a week and some change ago at there. And eventually, there'll be another red light at that Cumberland and 100 intersection as you're going into the middle school. So we'll see if that's going to hurt or help. And only time will kind of tell. I just hope that the crossing guard at 100 in Cumberland will have control of that with this morning and evening school rush. City Center, there's still going to be construction closures up and down here and there. They're doing a lot of stuff right now in the interior of that city center complex. So we'll have to see how that goes. Future projects, I'm still trying to find more details from TDOT on the cost of the road expansion and the intersection expansion and the sidewalks, which all three things are kind of lumped together. So we're going to keep our eye on that. We've got the notes of the actual project idea or ID that you can look it up and go from there. So we're growing on the county side. There is a new Greenways plan survey for you to complete between now and October 23rd. This will tell the county how they want you to design and workshop some of this stuff. So think of it as brainstorming for greenways and public spaces and parks and stuff like that. And everything can be found in our show notes or on the Williamson County website. And back to our city news, on October 11th was the ribbon cutting for the Storybook Trail, which was an awesome event. They have a very cool entrance. I'm pretty excited how that is, and I think it was a good addition to the park. The Fairview, Tennessee Police Department has a shop with a cop program, and the applications are open. Applications can be picked up from the Fairview Police Department starting today. This is the October 15th, 2025, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Applications must be completed in full with the participant information for each child and return no later than 4 p.m. on November 14th. So we continue to give thanks to our community and local businesses that have supported us throughout the years. Donations can be made at any time as we continue to preparing for this year's and next year's programs. Donations can be dropped off at City Hall or the Police Department or mailed to the City of Fairview, P.O. Box 69 here in Fairview 37062. So you can definitely support that. It's a really great program. So here are some of the recaps from our last meetings. There wasn't any zoning appeals meetings. There was a planning commission meeting. And so there's actually a lot of stuff in this one. So that was October 4th. That was yesterday. There was It was 2 hours and 5 minutes of stuff. The agenda was only posted just a couple days before, and that was because of October fall break going on, so it kind of got lost in the sauce there. Only around 10 people showed up for this one. I put links in there for the 2040 plan and the legacy map right there. And the public comments, only two people came. That was two residents of Otter Creek talking about the detention pond and the flooding that already happens on those roads when rain happens, along with there not being a fence around that detention pond, and there's been kids playing in it. There was no old business. There was only new business, which there was 8 items. And out of all these, 183 homes were tentatively approved. Obviously, there's still final plat for some of these. Some of these were their final plats. So around 180 homes were approved throughout all these votes. So we had one on 7111 Harrison Drive. That was RS40 to RS10. That was unanimous. And that was, there was one existing house and they're going to build 10 new houses. And then PC Resolution 3925 was the final plat for reserves on Chester, which was another 46 houses. And that was another unanimous decision. And PC 4025 was the final plat for the city center. And that one showed 31 new lots. These are the first sets of townhomes. And obviously, there's a lot more phases coming. That was yes, 9-0, everything. They did talk about the pump house that's on the Highway 100 part, which is starting to get constructed there. That used to be a house before a tree happened to fall on it. And I guess that resident got their insurance money and got out or got it bought by the subdivision because that wasn't originally part of their plan. So it was amended in this part. Part of it too. Resolution 4125 was the final plat for Otter Creek. That was a unanimous decision, 9-0, and that was 43 more homes. PC Resolution 4225 was 7104 Hall Road, and that one was 4 to 5 no. So this one actually got voted down. This would have been about 5 new lots. And basically why this one got voted down from the discussion afterwards was because the current zoning of RS40 would allow 5 houses on that lot. And RS15 could allow more, even though they're geographically not able to. So they just went ahead and denied it because it would have only been the difference between 6 houses on that property or 5 houses. And they could have picked a different zoning that would have been there. I think they just went too low with RS15. They should have just did RS20, and they've probably been good to go. PC Resolution 4325, this was The Cove on Crowcut Road. This is 50 houses. This was a unanimous decision also. They talked a lot about the landscape buffer on the Crowcut side of property, talked about how they liked the layout, and basically there was a centralized little hangout spot, and it was going to be a good family space for a subdivision. There was also discussion from the town lawyer and about what they were voting on, because the applicant was technically giving more information than was required, and if they want to add something as a contingency, that is possible as part of this. There isn't an official buffer requirement from Mr. Greer when they talked about this. They talked about some water impacts for well users, but nothing official or binding. The builder said they would look into it. And the amendment for the buffer was voted on 9-0. And then, of course, the rest of it was voted on yes, too. So that was another 50 houses heading out on Crowcut Road. PC hyphen 4425. This is the Erie's Estate. This is not unanimous decision. Also, this is 3 new lots. So that's just like a nice little one, which I guess is good. But that was 0 houses to 3 houses. PC Resolution 4525 was the final plat phase 2 for the Gary McDonald subdivision on Harley Road and Highway 96. This was 8-1. This is basically a weird kind of slice and dice of an existing piece of property. No houses are planned. There's going to be a shed that's destroyed and a trailer that's moved. And the staff recommendations were to go for it. And so Mr. Pape talked about the precedents of of sending a completing the final plat before the zoning change, since it's being split up at the same time. But this is what the city recommended when they submitted their application. City of department updates, city planning staff, nothing, no big updates. But then once they got into discussion, there were 65 to 70 letters related to the rural retreat out in Fernville and Racetrack. They took a talked about 150 comments about the Coda Palooza and how those were integrated into the new development plan. City manager had no updates. City engineer had no updates. City attorney thanked the group for everything there. And then the planning roundtable, which was at the end of this, Mr. King talked about Otter Creek and who's responsible when it does flood, if it does flood. Mr. Dawson talked about the 2040 plan and how they took ads out in the paper. There is no more Main Street Fairview paper anymore, so that doesn't work. And how they can figure out about this development code and how we can give people more chances to talk about this code, because it's going to be one of the biggest things that happens to us in the past 15, 20 years when it comes to a city. Ms. Schilling talked about digital boards and maybe we could actually buy one instead of using a temporary one. And that way we could even use it to place ads like happy birthday to the grandkid or whatever and raise a little revenue there instead of there. Mayor Anderson talked a lot about the paper agenda, the dates, and how things are posted. If you even noticed in my notes, the acreage is gone, and that's because Mr. Greer is trying to change what he's posting on there. So they brought up that the final zoning draft plan is on November 18th, and that back in the day, only one citizen showed up that day on Cotapalooza for 40 minutes. But this is also during the day, work hours, all that kind of stuff. The joint workshop, when that comes up in November, you won't have a chance to speak, but there are three public speaking options: the next Board of Commissioner meeting, the next Planning Commission meeting, and then the meeting right before that. So we couldn't post any updates because of the Fairview stuff. We talked about digital boards. Ms. Shulist, we talked thanks to the staff, talked about the text being small and trying to figure out how to do that, and talked about looking at the old approved plans and plats with IDT, which was the old system, and to see if it's possible to move it over. And Mr. Greer said he could move some of that over. Mr. Pape talked about the new agenda and trying to be more helpful to the public, and asked how updates of the development code plans could be incorporated and citizen comments and everything there. And that a lot of the comments that they got related to it were inconsequential from the city planning group. And there's also state laws that that prohibit them from making rules on that. So we'll have to see that. Mr. Calley, thanks to the staff. Mr. McDonald, no updates. Mr. Ritt, no updates. So some of the next meetings is October 16th. Tomorrow is the town hall. And we'll get into that a little bit more. And then Board of Commissioners Town Hall is October 28th, and the Landscape Board is November 12th, and the next Around Town Coffee is November 3rd. And so location TBD on that. So we'll see how that
all goes. State of Tennessee, not in any order, but basically the Memphis National Guard is still in the news, and they're not sure how it's going. Everyone's talking about it going to be a battle, and it's going to take a long time. We'll see.
The school voucher program is planned to get doubled, and there's been a lot of discussion about that as basically giving more vouchers out because it was just a pilot to begin with. December 2nd is still going to be the special election for the 7th District House seat with Afton Ben and for the Democrats and Matt Van Epps for the Republicans based on the primary results. Obviously, there can be more candidates in there, but those are the official nominees. Music City Loop is not just a hole. It's more holes now because they're doing exploratory drilling to test for rock samples and all that kind of good stuff. So cool. The Bills. What we have this week, I found a real agenda on a couple things, which has been nice. And when meetings are, you know, not even listed, it kind of feels secretive and unaccountable because you're spending your tax money and you don't know what it's actually going for. And I'm going to keep trying to do that. But today, October 15th, the Joint Evaluation Committee on Education, Health, and General Welfare is meeting. And they're getting a presentation from the Department of Education, the Department of Health and Human Services, the Tennessee External Affairs Public Charter School Commission,
So basically all kinds of people there. And then there's another meeting later today. That's the Joint Government Operations Committee, which basically had 5 pages of rule updates that appear to reference 541 pages of the Tennessee Congress rules and House rules. So too much stuff to get there, but there was stuff in there from hemp-derived cannabinoid products to air pollution to workers' compensation to child care to speech pathology requirements to highway patrol to athletic trainers and to 10 care eligibility. There are a couple more things coming up on October 20th and October 23rd. The State Ways and Means meeting is meeting on the 23rd, and the Building Commission and Executive Subcommittees are meeting on October 20th. How's the Hill? Well, back to How's the Hill here. It's passable. Fall is officially here. Runny noses are incoming. The temperatures are in the high 40s and low 50s for our lows and 70s and 80s for our highs. The weather guessers are expecting some rain heading our way this weekend, possibly, but we'll be down in the 40s to the mid 70s throughout the next week. Still a sprinkle of 80 here and there. New businesses, nothing new is spotted. There's still some open spots at Bowie Commons at Publix and at Bowie Meadows, the other subdivision thing there too. But when it comes to new businesses, make sure you're always heading to the farmer's market every Saturday morning, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., not earlier like anybody else, at Messick Chiropractic and Fairview Fresh Deli Donut for their life-changing apple fritters, located down the road from Apple Fritters. There's so many good places to get fresh breads and treats, local fruits and vegetables, along with some beef, pork, hot sauce, fishing lures, and a lot of holiday gifts this time of year. So our brick and mortar highlight today, I think they don't really have brick and mortar right now, but Jingo Java, which is our coffee and drink shop that isn't owned by a chain. They're located out on 96 by Vigilance Martial Arts near the Merge at 100. They do a lot for the community. You're always going to see them in a lot of charities and around events. They run an event called Team Teal, which is a charity that they help donate money to. They also have another mobile location that you may see around town in events, another little trailer. They also have their fall vendor event on October 18th this weekend, which has local vendors like Doughy Duos with their breads and treats and a jewelry vendor and I think two others. So please check them out on October 18th. Just ride over there, get your drink, and then you can hang out for a little bit. They're always supporting our schools with drinks related to current plays in the middle school and high school. When they had Matilda, they had the a couple drinks related to that, and then Adam's Family and everything in between there. So they're always coming up with new beverages, so you'll never run out of options there. Our local business highlight, not brick and mortar, is Kennedy Builders LLC. This is a local home builder that is known for custom homes in our area. He has built many beautiful homes in and around Fairview. He was Bob the Builder before Bob was a builder. His name is Bob Kennedy. And just take a look at his gallery or get a couple addresses from his builds if you're looking to build a custom home here. And you won't be disappointed even just from the outside, not counting if you go on the inside of the house. Job openings, found a good chunk of those this week. It looks like there's a lot more. So City, we've got a police officer. Walmart has multiple positions. Cornerstone Financial has a teller associate. Publix has a pharmacy tech. Dunkin' Donuts is looking for a crew member. Boys and Girls Clubs looking for a membership coordinator, just part-time. Both Subways are looking for sandwich artists. The Pearl is looking now for a caregiver, assisted living, and memory care person. The previous week, they had a housekeeper position. Taco Bell is looking for a food champion for a closing. Pizza Hut looking for a team member. Sonic looking for a crew member. McDonald's is looking for a floor supervisor. So if anyone has any other job postings or any other sources that you want to read weekly, just use the contact form on the website and we will get to it. History nugget. The Veterans Memorial Park at Evergreen Lake. This is located within the Evergreen Industrial Park just off Highway 96, which is the Veteran Memorial Park. It's a 5-acre city-owned lot that has a peaceful setting for walking, jogging, and picnicking and fishing. This park includes a footbridge, a trail circling around there. This was originally part of Dr. Evangeline Bowie's estate, and the land was given to the city of Fairview. While the lake was used informally for fishing, it wasn't until 2012 when the city officially designated it as a public park, later renaming it to the U.S. Veterans. Since the city has made improvements to the park, clearing brush and adding seating and stocking the lake, today it's home to the annual fishing rodeo, which is held every June, which gives you and your kids a chance to go fishing without an official fishing license that's actually suspended for that. So you can go have fun. You'll usually see the Cub Scouts out there that day too. Upcoming events. Recap. So Bowie Park had the Fall Fun Day at Bowie Park. Was a success. There was even some helicopters there. That was not on the original list. That's awesome. It was so awesome to see so many people come out and experience, young and old. It was a great job of planning by the city and all the other partners that made it happen. This was also the same day that they opened up the Storybook Trail too. And then another recap, the pancake breakfast at the Masonic Lodge looked like it was good because the parking lot was full, which is a sign of some happy bellies. New things in the town. We got Jingo Java's Fall Market October 18th. Dixon, Middle Tennessee Veterans Coalition will be at Cross Point Dixon October 21st, 5:30 to 8 p.m. The city has the Trunk or Treat the October 25th, 4 to 6 p.m., and a movie in the park following that on the same day, October 25th at 6 p.m., to wrap that up. Still haven't seen what movie it is. We'll see. Dixon has their Veterans Day Parade, which will take place on Sunday, November 9th in downtown Dixon, starting at 10 a.m. November 10th is the Marine Corps birthday, 250th birthday. Franklin, November 11th at 11 a.m. Great timing by that team, is the Veterans Day Parade. Our Christmas tree lighting is December 5th at 5 p.m., and the Christmas parade is December 6th at 10 a.m. So upcoming meetings that are coming up is the Board of Commissioners meeting tomorrow on the 16th, and the police and fire report will be out there, the finance and city manager report. There's no old business. There's only a couple things of new business. Basically, there is Resolution 5725, which is talking about some of the transportation grant that they're wanting to do, where the federal government's giving us 80%, 10% by the state, and 10% by the local. And so that means the cost of Fairview for some of this road expansion is $10,000 to $15,500. So we'll see how that goes. And the one that I'm really interested in is Resolution 5825, which is the historical village. I guess it's the final plat, the way that they have this uploaded. This is on the website, so you'll see these pictures. Basically, they're taking a bunch of the green grass that's just hanging out in front of the historical village where Triangle School is, or across from the rec center, and basically filling it in with the amphitheater and a little farmer's market open air structure. From the picture, we can see there's 38 parking spaces, two handicap, 36 spots. There is a 24 bay market pavilion that's 30 by 112 feet. There's an unloading zone for sellers to drop stuff out and then park. There's restrooms with storage, and there's a 21,000 foot amphitheater with lawn, which is 111 feet away from the farmer's market to the amphitheater pavilion. So that's a good amount of space for people to hang out. Then there's also some grass pavers around the back of it that is so that you can, if you're bringing your band over there, they have a place to park the car and unload all your gear. So that's cool. This will add about, there's also some five small spots for future historical building expansions. Looks like one's kind of like a gazebo thing and maybe some other thing. They don't have any real details on that. But we'll see. This is more parking in total than we currently have at the farmer's market, but it's also not going to be as much once everyone gets there, because since the vehicles aren't part of the vendor setup area where people are basically pulling into the current farmer's market, and then their farmer's market setup and tent is right behind it, where the vendor's not taking up a parking spot, and now the vendors will be taking up parking spots. So there are only going to be about 10 or 15 parking spots once all the vendors are there, which is actually less parking than we have now. But if you use the other parking lot, we'll go from there. But one thing we just don't understand how this is going to impact our little local businesses that go there. Right now, that space is donated and supported by Messick Chiropractic. Thank you so much for that, which was provided at vendors at no charge, which helps immensely. At many other city-run farmers markets, there's usually a $75 to $200 fee to be there for the season, and sometimes at $10 to $50 for there. So this is going to be a difficult time to figure out, because that means that amount of money is coming out of their profit before they've sold one product. I know there's insurance and all kinds of other things, but you know, it's working right now. So we'll have to see how that goes. And someone who doesn't show up, that means there's a spot open that someone could set up on, but since they're not on the vendor list and they haven't paid the fee, they can't be there. The current system has worked for years, even when it was at the recreation center, and now it's at Messick Chiropractic, which is great. With vendors naturally coming and going throughout the year, some people only sell holiday things, some people sell year-round, some people only sell fair weather, everybody to each their own. So it's worked out pretty well, and it's not perfect. But I'm not sure how much this is going to help people. The Dixon Farmers Market and Kingston Springs and Bellevue all have fees and forms and things that have to be done. Some of them even have to have $1 million liability insurance to do that, which can cost you hundreds of dollars per year to have business licenses and all that. So it makes it much more official when the city runs it, which means it's more expensive for every vendor to sell there. So we'll have to see how that goes. So our BOC town hall is our chance to speak on this on October 28th and October 16th. So you should be there tomorrow if you're part of the farmers market, and at 7 p.m. from there. For the kids, you know, there's still numerous activities and options to keep your kids busy in sports and other things. There's still a big Girl Scouts and Scouts BSA programs for Cub Scouts, elementary school kids and middle school and high school kids from the Scouts BSA program. There's many recreation and travel teams. There's also Lala's Dance Studio and Elevate Gymnastics and Cheer. There's an Exo Taekwondo and Jiu-Jitsu school that teaches way more than just moves, called Vigilance Martial Arts. We also have a great wrestling program, the Jackets Youth Wrestling Program, and it had its open gym night on October 10th last week, and it looks like things were a success for both those businesses, Elevate Gymnastics and Cheer, and them. So you've got a cool place to get your kids to do stuff. So school news. School schedule, probably the most important. No school on October 31st. That's a Friday for Halloween, and we have it off. And this is the first time I think that's ever happened. Hawk and Tiger news, we still need your help to write weekly notes for that, because we don't have kids in that system anymore. Fairview Elementary has their track and treat October 16th tomorrow, and Westwood Elementary has their tent or treat on October 23rd, 6 to 7:30 for both of those. Falcon news, there was no newsletter this week because they had just came back from fall break, so I can only include what we had before. They're still working on their classroom supplies fundraiser, which is listed in the show notes. The Glow Dance is scheduled for this Friday, October 17th at 2025, and you can save some money by purchasing your tickets in advance. October 21st is the winter sports day. February 11th is the spring sports picture day. Sixth grade baseball tryouts are on October 22nd, next week, at 4 to 5:30 at the Fairview Ballpark, Field 1. You need to make sure you bring your bats, glove, cleats, pants, and a hat. 7th and 8th grade tryouts will be in January. October 25th is the Halloween concert and fundraiser. Treat Your Boo is still going on, where you can send candy and a drink to a kid or faculty member. So you can submit that and go from there. There is a Nashville Predator Spirit Night on November 1st at 2:30 p.m. And that's if you want to go see the Calgary Flames and them. So cool opportunity there. Jacket news, there is still no newsletter this week, but the pumpkin patch is still rocking until October 31st, and it's at the Apex Bank from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. each day. This will help fund the FHS Athletic Committee for upcoming activities. The cross-country team is wrapping up the MSCCA Championship October 18th, this Saturday, at Buckner Park in Dixon, so we'll see how that starts going there. The fall market is on November 15th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is a great place to do your Christmas shopping, just like our weekly farmers market, to support local businesses. The art club was going to start soon, so please be ready for that. Socktober is going on with the Beta Club and NHS, who are collecting socks for Grace Works until October 24th. The PSAT is administered shirt on October 23rd. Every Friday this school year, Kona Ice and Tom's Coffee will be there at lunchtime. Senior portraits and senior ads are due by November 21st at 2025. October 18th, Saturday, is the ACT for Fairview. Register for that. And October 21st is the ACT for seniors. There's a fundraiser link in there, too. Faith moment. This is definitely a much longer one, but a good one. This is from Phil Robertson, who has had a fantastic journey and has made a significant impact to our Christian world in America and around the world, too. You may have heard of him from the show, TV show Duck Dynasty, where he and his family have adventures and always have focused on faith and morals. It's been a great family TV show over the years. He passed away recently. So we bless him and his family and pray for him. This message emphasizes that he is imperfect. We are imperfect. And many people in the Bible had a very significant path of redemption and trial and tribulations. This is an excellent example of everyday people becoming Christian figures and bringing and making a difference to the gospel because of that, with getting out there. So this is an unlikely person to make the, you know, from going from the hunting world of making duck calls to preaching at churches all over the U.S. and talking to people about faith and his family and actually saving lives from that. So really, really good stuff.
I just did that for the ladies. Because I know they're sitting on the edge of their chair saying, oh, I hope he blows those duck calls.
Welcome to the Focus on the Family broadcast, helping families thrive.
That's the duck call that helped make Phil Robertson famous. And today we're going to hear how he became a believer in Jesus Christ. Back in high school, Phil was quite an athlete, earning all-state rankings in football, baseball, and track. In college, he was a starting quarterback for Louisiana Tech and got a master's degree in education. After graduation, Phil spent several years as a highly acclaimed teacher in Louisiana schools. But by the time he was in his late 20s, Phil had succumbed to alcohol and drug addiction and had abandoned his wife Kay and young sons. And that's where we're going to pick his story up today. Here's Phil Robertson speaking at Gateway Church in Southlake, Texas on Focus on the Family.
I was born of a woman like you. That's how we all got here, first birth. That first birth gets us on the earth, right? That got you on the earth. That second birth gets you off the earth. Pretty cool. The mother of all stories. God does work in mysterious ways. Before I became a child of God, I owned a beer joint. My little sister told one of the brothers at a congregation there in West Monroe, and I'm up in Arkansas. My little sister told that guy, one of the brothers, if you could convert my brother, if you could convert him, he would bring many, many people to Jesus. And she kept on after him, and he says, I don't know, going to, how far is it? 75 miles. I don't know about going way up in there, you know, going to a beer joint. Is that where we're going? Do you have to go to the beer joint? That's where he is. Finally, she talks him into it. The guy walks in. She brought the preacher. And the first thing I asked him was, you some kind of preacher? He said, I am. I said, let me ask you something. You ever been drunk? He said, I have. I said, so why are you up here telling me about getting drunk? Because you've been drunk just like I'm getting drunk right now. Right? To make a long story short, that first meeting, he walks outside and tells my little sister when they get in the car, I don't think he's ready. A year later, I ran Miss Kay off, and Al was there. I think Jace was too, a little baby. I ran him off. I was like getting high, getting drunk. I was a scumbag and a heathen. What's amazing is a year after the initial meeting with the preacher, my loving wife that I'd run off said, why don't you talk to him? Just sober up a little bit and talk to him. So she talked me into it. And he shared with me what I'm fixing to share with y'all. To make a long story short, I decided, since I didn't even realize who Jesus was, too busy smoking dope and getting drunk. I'm thinking, how did I miss that? Couple of college degrees? No. They didn't say anything about God or Jesus when I was in college. Did you at your college? Never brought them up. Father, Son, or Holy Spirit. The only time I heard the word God mentioned when I was in college was they would use his name in vain. So I decided, having been a heathen for 28 years, and I put on my brakes, the preacher didn't have to tell me to repent. I knew what repentance meant. He didn't have to say, Phil, look, you can't go whoring around, you know, once you become a Christian. Let me explain to you what repentance means, Phil. Old Phil knew that. And you know what? All of you know that, don't you? You know what doing good is. You know what love is, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. We all know what that is. So I didn't need a big, long explanation. I knew it was time, and I was motivated by the gospel of Jesus. And I said, well, I've served the evil one all this time. Now I'm fixing to serve God. So I go from this way to about face, and I'm going that way now. And I was committed to God and made a pact with him. I said, I'll run wide open for you, God, as fast as I ran wide open for the devil for 28 years. So now I've been at this for 42. Heathen for 28. A son of God for the last 42. Trust me when I tell you, this last 42 has been way better than the first 28. The rarest of commodities has come my way. You say, what is it, Phil? What's the rarest of commodities? What is it that came your way? Peace of mind. Finally got it. You're never going to have peace of mind without Jesus Christ. Ever. It ain't going to happen. Fits of rage, sexual immorality, hatred, discord, factions, envy, jealousy. You know the list of sins. I gave you the list, the fruit of the Spirit, about 5 minutes ago. Now you're hearing the list of sins. You want to keep that up thinking, boy, life will turn one of these days. I don't need no God, no Bible. Tell me about it. Now all I work with is people who are getting high, getting drunk. I'm dealing with them. And they say, well, if you just understand what I'm going through, I said, trust me, honey, when I tell you, I know exactly what you're going through. I've been there. I didn't realize it was such a trap until I got out of it. I get out of the trap that Satan had me in, and I look back, and I said, what was I thinking? The truth is, I wasn't thinking. So I've been delivered from Satan, so now I went from getting high, getting drunk, to being a son of God, and now, shark of sharks, I'm rich and famous. And you say there's no God? The problem with fame, one, it's a big headache. Two is, fame can't remove my sin or yours. It can't do it. And on top of that, you say, well, Phil, you said you were rich. It's not going to help me when it comes to being raised from the dead. All the money in the world is never going to be able to raise me from the dead, right? Better keep first things first. We have humanism and atheism and agnosticism and, you know, postmodernism and materialism, ism, 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 ism. That's all I heard in college. This ism, that ism, this ism, that ism. You know what they're all about? They're all trying to get around this story right here. And none of them have succeeded. All of you, they're going to have your funeral and mine. You can go, yeah, they're going to have my funeral one of these days, and they're going to have Phil's too. You can go like that, or you can say, like the guy told me one time, you're not going to put that on me. You're not going to tell me I'm going to die. I said, oh, you're going to die. He said, no, sir, buddy. He gets up. He said, no way. I wanted to tell him the good news about the resurrection of Jesus, but he was saying, I'm not going to die. I said, oh, you're going to die. So we're arguing about it. Whether it's going. I said, well, everybody else has. And so are you, dude. Live with it. Face it. I argued with him for 30 minutes trying to convince him he was going to die. He left my house saying, ain't nobody telling me that kind of junk. 6 weeks goes by, and the guy that brought him, he said, you know the dude that was arguing with you about dying, Phil? I said, I remember him. He said, he just did. I said, what happened to him? He said he was knifed to death in a bar right up the road. I just wonder, when he hit the ground, hit the floor, I wonder if he thought about our conversation. God had spoken to him through me 6 weeks earlier. No takers. He said, nope, I will not die. I said, he's the only human I've ever run up on. I've run up on a lot of them said they didn't sin. Of course, they were lying, which is a sin. But he was the only one I've ever run up on who said, I'm not going to die. I said, oh, you're going to die. Face it. So are all of you, Texas. If in the beginning God did not create the heavens and the earth, if that's not what happened, you're not getting out of here. So what's the scoop? You have two problems you cannot fix. You can't fix them. One is you came out of your mother. I mentioned that earlier. You know what? You weren't a sinner because you didn't know what the law said. You didn't know what lying was. You're about 2 hours old. You're in a little crib or you're at your mother's breast. You say, you don't know what stealing is. But when you hit them teenage years along in there somewhere, something happened. The commandments started coming and you did understand. What you had from Adam, what you inherited from him, was the ability to know the difference between you had the knowledge of good and evil. Remember what God told Adam? Don't eat over there. Because if you do, you eat of that tree, you'll know not only what good is, but what evil is. You don't want to go there. Because if you do, you're going to die. Well, every last one of us found out what evil was at some point. So you violate one of God's commands, you say, how many does it take? Just one. And you've been dead in your sins ever since. You used to be dead in your sins and transgressions in which you used to live for the saved here. When you followed the ways of the world and you followed the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who works in those who are disobedient, you're like, oh my goodness. So when physical death comes along and you're already spiritually dead in your sins, you're cut off forever, eternally. God's not like our government. Can't pay him off. Can't rope-a-dope him, get around him. You say, God is just. So for the saved here, I'm like, be thankful and you are blessed because your sins have been forgiven. Your sins are covered. No sin will never, ever be counted against you. It'll give you peace of mind. Knowing on top of that, you can be raised from the dead. How did it happen? Something rather large must have happened in year one, because we're all saying it's 2016 years since it happened. What could have happened that your calendar is based on it? Well, you say, well, what do they call all the years before Jesus showed up? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 years since Jesus showed up. 7, 8. You get to 2016. You say, you call all the years before he got here, all the years before he got here. Right? You know why you're counting time by him? The creator of the cosmos has become a human being, coming forth out of a woman's womb, just like all of you, same kind of birth. The difference between this one and all of you, he got to the early teenage years and he grew in wisdom and stature, and he never made one mistake. He never violated the law. 100% God, 100% human, and he never made a mistake. That's why this Bible says, everyone who sins breaks the law. That's you, but not him. In fact, sin is lawlessness, but you know that he appeared, God becoming flesh. If you could speak a cosmos into existence at a word, by faith we understand the universe was formed at God's command. Something like, I'm a redneck, something like, do it. Whew. The cosmos there, you're like, and that God becomes one of us and walks on the cosmos, one little bitty piece, earth. He's walking on it. You talk about a story. You know what you call that? The mother of all arrivals. The creator of the cosmos becomes a human being. I've never heard of that. You know why? There's no one like Jesus Christ. No one. God becoming flesh, the creator of the cosmos, through him all things were created. He appeared to take away our sin. And in him is no sin. Jesus is rehab. Right? You say, I get in Jesus, rehabilitation has come my way. No doubt about it. Redemption has come your way. Holiness has come your way. You have to stay in Jesus. You have to walk as he did. While you're on the earth, you say, and no sin can touch me. No sin can ever touch you. Under law, you have to be perfect. Under grace, you just trust God and try. And when you stumble, there's provision for your sin. The blood of Jesus. It'll give you peace of mind. It'll get you off planet Earth alive. Because you're going, don't be like that guy that said, well, oh, I'm not going to die. Okay, you admitting you're going to die? Are you going to die? Yeah, everybody's saying, yeah. Have you ever sinned? You can go like, hey, well, yeah, I've sinned a few times. Took a cross for your sins. For God in flesh to love Phil Robertson, being the scumbag that I was, a scumbag, I told you, filthy language coming out of my mouth. Oh, it was pathetic. I didn't know any better. Dead in my sins. The guy who wrote most of the New Testament, murderer. We converted a guy because he was running dope across I-10. African-American guy. He was a brother. He went to college in South Louisiana. Hauled a load of dope across the great state of Texas. The laws caught him. His mama, one of our sisters, asked me to go down there and plead for mercy with the judge, Huntsville, Texas. I said, I'll do it. So I drove down there on the day the old judge sentenced him. And I got up and I made a plea for my brother who was fixing to be sent to prison. Please cut him some slack. Mr. Robertson, you have any problem with dealing with a drug dealer? The state of Texas dispensing justice against a drug dealer? I said, I have no problem with that. I know what justice is. I'm asking for mercy, Judge. He gave my brother none. So 13 years later, after they sentenced him, I was there when they sent him up, and Willie was there when he walked outside the prison gates. You say, y'all stuck with that brother every step of the way. He walked out of prison. Willie said, was it worth it? He said, no, it was not worth it. Not at all. So 12 and a half, 13 years he spent in prison. I said, Paul, I said, you come to my house. You stay there. No charge. You live with me, Miss K, till you get on your feet. He married a girl who was half black and half Latino. We married him in my yard, and the local rednecks were driving by, launching their boat down the way, and they were looking over there, and they saw Mexicans, blacks, and rednecks eating cake and singing songs to God. And the rednecks at Rosa, when I pulled by, I launched my boat, and I looked over and I saw all of that going on. He said, I knew right then, there got to be a God. They ain't shooting, they ain't cutting, they're all loving one another and singing songs of God, thanking God. Old Paul was there after being in prison all them years. You see what the family of God is like? We are known for our love for one another. God became flesh, died on a cross for the sins of the world. Jesus is his name. 3 days later, he solved your grave problem. All of your problems have been solved. God did every bit of this. You can't earn it. You can't work for it. It's all been done for you. It's free. And the bottom line is you're not getting out of here without it. Don't kid yourself. You arguing with your wife and cursing and carrying on. You're like, what am I doing? Repent. Turn to God. Believe the gospel. Obey it. They'll baptize you in a few days. The old you will disappear and the new you will come forth. God will seal the deal. Now that you purified yourself by obeying the truth, Peter said, love one another deeply from the heart. For you've been born again. I told you the first birth gets you here. The second birth, being born of God, of water and the Spirit, will get you out of here. One thing's for sure. You're not getting out of here alive. You have no chance if you keep getting high, getting drunk, and wallowing around and filth coming out of your mouth. You'll probably die an early death. You say, I have no shot to get out of here alive. None. I'm saying, how could they have dreamed this story up? Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, constantly cleansing us from any sin. He's given us imperishable seed implanted that marks you for the resurrection. I pray that you respond to that if you haven't. Father, we love you. We got one shot from my vantage to get out of here alive. It's putting our faith in the death of your Son on a cross back there 2,000 years ago. And 3 days later, raising him from the dead, guaranteeing ours. Father, you have told us plainly, as in Adam, all die. That is a fact, irregardless of that guy that challenged me on it. But in Christ, all will be made alive, each in his own turn, Christ the first fruits, and then when he comes, all of us. Father, for our loved ones who have gone on before us, the saved, they're still alive. They're just separated from their body right now. Their bodies are in the cemetery, but their spirits, their souls are with you. And Lord, when you come back, Jesus, you're bringing them all back with you. That's why you have told us, Father, 1 Thessalonians 4:13, you told us we shouldn't grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe Jesus died and rose again. So we know, Father, he's going to solve our grave problem when he comes back. If he comes back before we die, he'll change us on the spot and we'll live forever. Thank you for that great hope. Help us grab a hold of it with both feet, stand on it, not budge on it, and live happily ever after. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Welcome back from that sermon clip. Hopefully you liked that. That was a great one from Mr. Phil there. And donations. So on the donation fronts, nothing new since last week from Fountain. We still have some other payment options we're trying to figure out. We do see a couple more downloads. People are coming to the website, going to the calendar. So I think it's hopefully helping. But if you're in the Fountain app, if you use that to listen to your podcast, then you can hit the support button and donate and be able to enter, you know, whichever payment method you want to and be able to do that. So additionally, there's a monthly supporter option. So it's just $3.50 a month. If you haven't seen the website, please take a look. A lot has been added since last week and even the week before. Churches, businesses, everything. We're going to announce, if you want us to, we'll announce your first name or business to get a shout out on here. If you become a monthly supporter or you support us for more than $19.59, which is the year we were incorporated, unless you want us to be anonymous, you just put that in the note when you send in the payment from any of those sources. I hope some businesses will help support this, and we're going to keep going. I know we need to keep getting more on social media. so that people can find out about this podcast. And I hope it's easy. Maybe you're on your drive to work right now and you can just listen to what's going on in Fairview. And with, if you have a podcasting 2.0 web application, you can skip chapters that maybe don't apply. Maybe you don't have any school kids in school, so you can skip all three school segments. You just want to hear about the board meetings, you can go straight to that. That's a really amazing feature. Thanks to Adam Curry and the Podcasting 2.0 initiative. Thank you. If you have found this podcast helpful, thank you for your time. Please support the show with your time, talent, or treasure. If you have any ideas or suggestions, please share it with us. You are a producer of the show. How you can share your talent is if you have some skills to help the show, help Fairview, let us know. Maybe you know where all these things are posted on the website, or this would be a great story to cover. That's where you're part of this program. You're not, you know, getting sold to it. And if you have any treasure, you're receiving this product for free without any paid advertisements. You're getting truly local news. And if it's worth something, please consider supporting us financially by giving a value for value system. So hopefully we can do more. So please follow us at hellofairview.com. And there's a lot more things coming. And we want to thank you all in advance and have a blessed day. Thank you.